But first, another old friend of the show joins us now on the ticket hotline. You've heard him a few times before. Dr. Vaginissimus calling in because he wants to talk about something we were talking about yesterday around this time, and that's long-haul COVID. Good morning, doctor.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Now, I normally would not appear on something as lowly as a sports presentation breakfast program. Normally, I'm consumed by the dedication to my lucubrations and studies or my criminally insane lovemaking. But I chanced upon your amplitude modulation while recently scanning the atmosphere for signs of alien life by way of radio transmission. And I just so happened that you were talking to a personage of Clevelandic origin.
Dan?
Who was detailing and hauntingly expounding on his own fatigue in consequence of contracting that most dreadful scourge of respiratory distress. The COVIDian integer.
Yes.
The Rona.
Yes.
And at that precise moment in our human history, I heard the interrogative put forth on your radio, Statian. Is it possible for a human being to be affected by bodily melancholy long after the active infestation has ceased its acute madness? And I have reached conclusions on this matter. You're lucky to be speaking to me, Dr. Morenston Canterbury Vaginissimus III, the world's most preeminent scientist, podcast host, car collector, and backdoor lover.
Oh, my gosh.
I have spent a lifetime studying this matter of Rona.
Lifetime?
And its subcategory as to whether or not the virulent viral contagion of Corona 19 can cause what is known as long-haul COVID. I will share my findings with you, should you choose, but choose wisely.
Well, yes. We want to know.
Okay, I will share it with you, and then you can pass it on to that Clevelandic individual with the halting speech pattern and manifest brain injury.
Oh, my gosh.
In the past 2 weeks, gentlemen, I have worked every night of my life in the dimly lit grottos of my sprawling subterranean laboratory, which is constructed more like a rapid warren of despair than an antiseptic medicinal research chamber.
That's sad.
But in those witching hours when my life's work is illuminated by only an unattended Bunsen burner and a sense of impending world domination, I came up with, dare I say, world-shaking revelations. Upon examination of the severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2, under my Baroque hand-carved electron microscope, I discovered the telltale sign of worldwide conspiracy in this case. For on the lower right corner of each discrete virus particle, there exists a signature of a Wuhan lab. It's not that only, my dear sodomite. That is not all.
Gosh.
For on the reverse of the particle, there's the counter-signatures of the Central Intelligence Agency, Lee Harvey Oswald, and Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
Boom Boom Mancini.
Long-haul COVID is not only real, it was designed by the people at the highest levels of our government and boxing associations to control the population of white midday guys. And now, if you and your compatriot on your radio Satian will excuse me, I must hustle on to an appointment of great splendor. I've been selected and employed to pour Pfizer-infused hemoglobin into the waiting rectum of an anachronistic troublemaker obsessed with the procurement of remdesivir.
We know him, the medieval bully.
Good day, sir.
But, Dr. Vaginissimus, you didn't explain why those governing bodies are trying to spread the Rona.
Wow. Maybe we can get back with him.
Why would they be obsessed with controlling white midday guys? I don't understand. Left us with more questions than answers.
Yeah, the doctor will do that to you.
Doctor! Oh,
you missed him. You just missed him. All right, it's 8:44 on the ticket. Our old buddy David Faraday will talk some golf and what it's like to be painted by a president next.